All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome. We're here for the Community Corrections Partnership meeting. It is Wednesday, December 11th, 2024, and it's 8:30 in the morning when we're starting. So we'll get started with roll call. I'll turn it over to Becky.
Good morning. Chief Dickinson.
Here.
Court Executive Officer here.
Here.
District Attorney Zimmer. Public Defender King.
Here.
Sheriff Youngblood. Director Burrows.
I'm Jessica Armstrong here for Director Burrows.
Chief Terry.
Here.
Administrator Olvera.
Here.
Director Murillo.
Here.
Executive Director Forson.
Here.
Supervisor Perez. Chief Workforce Development Officer Evans.
Chair Commissioner for Brandon Evans.
Superintendent Amanda Rubio.
Amanda Thomas Brosley for Dr. Lynn Burrow.
And Victim Services Coordinator Kingston.
Here.
All right, good, we have a quorum. So we'll move on to consent agenda, and we'll have all items listed with the CA are considered to be routine and non-controversial by staff and will be approved by one motion if no member of the board or public wishes to comment or ask questions. If comment or discussion is desired by anyone, the item will be removed from the consent agenda and will be considered in the listed sequence with an opportunity for any member of the public to address the board concerning the item before action is taken. Staff recommendations are shown in caps after each item. Purposes of this agenda, item number CA1 and CA5 are the two items on consent. And so I will take a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Corson will make a motion.
I have a second. Murillo, second. Any public comment on the items on the consent agenda? I see none. We have a motion and a second. All in favor of approving the consent agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. Any abstentions? None. Motion carries. Moves on to item number 2, public presentations. The public is provided the opportunity to comment on agenda items at the time those agenda items are discussed by the CCP. This portion of the meeting is reserved for persons to address the CCP on any matter not on this agenda, but under the jurisdiction of the CCP. CCP members may respond briefly to statements made or questions posed. They may ask a question for clarification and through the CCP make a referral to staff for factual information or request staff to report back to the CCP at a later meeting. Speakers are limited to 2 minutes. Please state and spell your name for the record before making your presentations. Do you have any public presentations by anyone for any items not on the agenda? Okay, that was a good. All right, I thought I saw a hand go up, but it was a wave. All right,
yeah,
seeing none?
Sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. Seeing none?
Seen
move on to item number 3, Chairperson's Report. I do have a few items to talk about briefly. Last time I reported, we would be discussing growth funds at this meeting. There are no growth funds this year, so there will be any discussion about them. So, second thing I have is last time I discussed there being no funding available for the BSCC annual survey due to the funding being eliminated in this year's State Budget Act. I have let the BSCC know that we would not be completing the survey and directed them to our website for information related to the report that they have to offer to the legislature. So we won't be sending out any requests for surveys this year as it stands now. And then I also want to announce that in March there will be a discussion to request approval to develop and implement an updated CBO program RFP. This was last done in March of 2022, and so it's time to do that again. And so, as you'll see later under item number 7, there is going to be a special meeting at the end of April where staff will report out on the development of the RFP and request approval to go to the Board of Supervisors with the RFP. And then we had a little bit of conversation last meeting from Mr. Areola about the base estimate shortfall. And so I want to turn it over to Mr. Areola to give us some follow-up on that.
Thank you, Chief. At the last meeting, we discussed the prior year shortfall in base of approximately $390,000. We were preparing an item with the probation department to bring forward to you guys to make up that difference from contingencies and from designations. However, on November 18th, the state released about $312,000 to the county, backdated to fiscal year 2024, fiscal year end 2024. In essence, the shortfall now falls below the amount of deferred funds that were set forward for this fiscal year. So we believe at this time it's a non-issue. So no action.
Thank you for that update. And then my last announcement, I wanted to turn it over to Ms. Vaughn.
Good morning, CCP. As you may know, there's a lot that happens behind the scenes for the CCP activities, including all the meetings, the requests for proposals, agreements with the CBOs, and the ongoing CBO monitoring. Though much is done in collaboration with the sheriff and behavioral health, our partners, the RAD staff at probation focus much on their of their activity on these functions. I'm up here to recognize Violet Green, supervising departmental analyst. Violet has worked tirelessly over the past 7.5 years, overseeing all CCP and CBO activities within the probation department. Violet is retiring mid-January, so this is her last meeting. I'm gonna cry. Though I could go on and on about everything she does for the department and the county and the community, I'll just mention a few stats in regards to the CCP. She has prepared for 35 CCP meetings, including overseeing the setup and the takedown of each meeting, agendas, minutes, and data trackers. She has overseen the development, negotiation, and preparation of 37 CBO agreements, totaling over $15 million, with another $8 million for the next RFP that she and her staff are fervently working on right now, because we're trying to squeeze out as much work for her before she leaves. Just kidding. Not really. She's overseen the preparation of 7 AB 109 CCP implementation plans. Her efforts have contributed to the smooth operation of the CCP meetings. Sorry, Chief. I know you probably think that was you, but no. She's helped a little bit. Sorry about that. You have broke the record, though, for the shortest meeting. So she's contributed to the smooth operation of the meetings, the CBO request for proposal process, which is almost a year, pretty much a year-long process for us, and the establishment of all the CBO agreements, including, you know, all the negotiation, meeting with them. It's just a tremendous, tremendous amount of work. We will miss her terribly. Thank you so much, Violet, for all your help and enjoy your retirement. I'm going to turn it over to the chief.
Yeah. Thank you, Becky, for doing that. And I'll just echo what Becky said about Violet. She's wonderful. She has basically trained me for this spot. With the CCP, and she works very diligently to make sure everything has as close to 100% accuracy as it can. She answers all my dumb questions as we go through the prep and do those things. And but you know, we'll figure a way through the CCP. I have no idea how we're going to get by without her baking at the department. What you don't know is she's a world-class baker. She makes these wonderful creations in her spare time and brings them in for staff to enjoy. And also, I'll say, you know, she doesn't want credit for it, but in our youth facilities, we have to do what's called structured programming with these youth, where we have some really identified skills that we try to teach them or to implement. She volunteers to go in there and teach cooking and baking with some of the youth in our facilities, just on her own time as a volunteer. So can't appreciate you enough and can't give you thanks enough, but congratulations on your retirement. Any public comment on my report? anything, any questions from the board about anything I reported on? All right. We'll move on to item number four, CCP committee members' announcements. It's a chance for any members of the committee to make an announcement or report on their own department's activities. So I'll open it up to the committee. Right, seeing none for item number four. That takes us to item number six. And this is a request from Employers Training Resource for contingency funds for paid work experience and supportive services for AB 109 participants. And they're requesting $216,000 from contingency to supplement paid work experience and supportive services for AB 109 participants. And I'll turn it over to Assistant Director Jeremy Shoemaker to present.
Good morning, committee members. Employers Training Resource is requesting $216,000 from the CCP's contingency fund to cover the cost of paid work experience for up to 16 additional participants plus associated supportive services. If approved, this will bring the total number of PBIC slots up to 32. Not all AB 109 participants are placed in PBICs. However, we've already enrolled 39 of our planned 125 participants for 24-25 year and expect to fill our ready PBIC 16 slots well before the end of June. We hope to utilize growth funds for this, but since there are no growth funds this year, we're asking the CCP to consider using contingency funds to expand PBIC opportunities for our AB 109 clients. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Assistant Director Shoemaker. Are there any questions from the committee for Mr. Shoemaker?
I have a question.
Yes.
I'm not sure what the amount that the committee has in contingency to gauge what percentage is requested.
Okay. Do you?
Off the top of my head, Joe might have a better figure. I believe it's at least 10 million, correct in that?
We have sufficient funds within contingencies and designations to fund this request, and any funding for appropriation would be taken to the Board of Supervisors for adoption.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? All right. Not hearing any other questions from the committee, I'd like to offer for public comments or questions. Seeing none, then I will entertain a motion to make a recommendation to the Executive Committee to fund the request for $216,000 from contingency.
Motion.
Motion from Chief Terry. Take a second.
Corson, second.
Second from Corson. We have a motion, a second. We'll do a roll call vote on this one. I'll hand it over to Becky.
Chief Dickinson.
Yes.
Board Executive Officer Lee.
Abstain.
District Attorney Zimmer. Public Defender King.
Yes.
Sheriff Youngblood. Director Burroughs.
Jessica Armstrong Burroughs, yes.
Chief Terry.
Yes.
Administrator O'Bear.
Yes.
Director Murillo.
Yes.
Executive Director Corson.
Yes.
Supervisor Perez. Chief Workforce Development Officer Evans.
Jeremy Schumer. Yes.
Superintendent Mendenbrewer.
Amanda Thomas for Dr. Mendenbrewer, yes.
And Victim Services Coordinator Pinkston.
Yes.
All right. Seeing the motion carries, we'll move on to item number seven. This year, we're just announcing our next one. I just wanted to note on the agenda, what we did this year is we just listed out all the meetings for the year. And so you'll note what I spoke about earlier. There will be a special meeting in April specific to the RFP presentation. And with that, we'll adjourn as the CCP at 8:44. Thank you guys. Appreciate you coming. All right, I think we'll get going to convene as the Executive Committee. It's Wednesday, December 11th. It's 8:47 a.m. And we'll start with Becky or Ms. Vaughn for a roll.
Chief Dickinson.
Here.
Board Executive Officer Neal.
Here.
District Attorney Zimmer. Public Defender King.
Here.
Sheriff Young.
Jessica Armstrong here for Director Burroughs.
And Shane Terry.
Here.
All right, we've got a quorum for this as well.
We do.
All right. Next item is consent agenda. There are no items on consent for this meeting, so we'll move on to item number one, which is approval of the minutes from Executive Committee of September 11th. So I'll take a motion for that.
Motion.
Motion from Mr. Kane. Second.
Second.
Second from Chief Terry. Any public comment? No. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Any abstentions? Hearing none, motion carries. Then move on to item number two, public presentations. Is there any member of the public who would like to speak on anything not on the agenda? Seeing none, move on to item number three, executive committee member announcements or reports. Any members of the executive committee wish to have a report out? Seeing none. Takes us to item number four. This is the Employer Training Resources request for contingency fund in the amount of $216,000 for paid work experience and supportive services for AB 109 participants. The recommendation by the full CCP is to approve. Any comment from the committee on that? Any public comments on that? All right, hearing none, I'll take a motion.
Motion.
Motion from Chief Terry, second.
Second.
Second from Mr. Kane. And with this, we'll do a roll call vote.
Chief Dickinson.
Yes.
Board Executive Officer Liu.
Abstain.
District Attorney Zimmer. Public Defender Kane.
Yes.
Sheriff Youngblood. Director Burroughs.
Jessica Armstrong for Director Burroughs, yes.
And Chief Terry.
Yes.
With that, the motion carries.
Got it.
All right, good. And then takes item number five, is the schedule of future meetings, with a note that we will have an additional meeting next year, as discussed in the full CCP for the RFP. And with that, we'll adjourn from the executive committee at 8:49 a.m. Thank you all for coming.